B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Now it's time for What's Brewing, and that is brought to you by Dunkin'. Hey, Eagles fans, it's always game on with Dunkin'. Rewards members, pick your day to score a free medium hot coffee one time per week, valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusives apply. Let's hear the fabulous stories from Jed Scordo right now.
All right, so I read this first story yesterday, and I didn't know how I felt about it, and then I thought about it all night, and I'm more certain on how I feel about it. Little Tykes has made a Peloton-like bike for children.
All right.
Ages between 3 and 7.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. Let me keep my opinion out of it. The thing that really gets me is that it costs $1,500 with a $39 monthly subscription to take the videos.
It's kind of like the regular Peloton.
It's a regular Peloton bike.
Right.
For children who are 3 years old.
Uh-huh.
You kids seem have okay to be in shape this? Still.
Well, yeah, but don't you want to take a bike outside and go ride it down the sidewalk and go meet your neighbors?
You know who this is for.
No.
This is for, and they're a little late. It's because a lot of kids, well, 3-year-olds are still home. Mom wants to do her Peloton workout in the day. She's a stay-at-home mom in the scenario. She's working from home. And yet she's got to balance this kid. If you give the kid its own bike, the kid will get on that bike and ride while you're riding because they want to do what mommy's doing. And that's what it's for.
That's true.
That's what it's for.
That's a smart marketing.
That's what it is.
But evidently, Fisher-Price made a $150 stationary bike back in 2007. And then updated it in 2017.
Well, I didn't have all the features.
I'm not suggesting. No, I think it's ridiculous to spend that amount of money.
Yes.
But the concept doesn't bother me. It's about giving the kids something to do where they're not going to destroy the house while the mom has an hour or 30 minutes to herself to get her exercise.
I guess we live in a different world, too, than when I grew up, where my mom would literally just say, go outside and come back at,
not
you know,
at
when
three.
It's dark.
Not at three.
But at 7, yeah, right. I would have.
Yeah, even at 7,
you leave the house without your parents until you're like 10.
No, that was outside.
Come on,
10.
Oh, yeah, way before 10.
Yes. But you got to have a boundary.
Yeah,
you can't just let the kid go anywhere. That's what that's for. That's for rich people who actually watch their kids. But if you have extra $1,500 lying around for a stationary bike, you could probably afford the nanny.
Yes.
Truth be told.
Right. I don't get it.
Yeah, but the nanny's not taking the kid on a bike ride. You got to get the exercise.
Why not?
What the nanny does.
A nanny could take him on a bike ride.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if you had that kind of disposable income for that specific purchase, you're rich.
Well, a lot of health conscious people are saying that it's not a good idea for children with body image, and they're still developing and all that kind of stuff as
I'm
well.
I'm saying just ride the bike with mommy.
Right.
I'm not saying, hey, you're fat.
Right.
Like that. Just ride.
Yes.
You want to be like me?
Yeah.
Ride like me.
Child development experts are saying it might not send the best message. But
it's possible.
But it could.
Kids ride bikes all the time. It's just a bike that stays still.
Right. It could be sending a great message that this is something you do to give yourself energy and blah, 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 blah. Okay. Anyway. So there you go. All right. I thought this was great. So a wrong number in a high school team's group chat leads to FaceTime with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is really cool. The Notre Dame Prep freshman boys basketball team in Michigan started a group chat back in November within themselves. One of the players accidentally put in the wrong number. A guy replies back and says, you know, did you mean to add me to this group? Turns out the random guy was a player on the Tampa Bay Bucks. They start talking.
That's cool.
They start chatting. It ends up with them doing a whole FaceTime with Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady, everybody in the locker room. And it was really, really neat. And the kids were really obviously super excited about it. And then they made the kids promise not to publish the guy's phone number.
Yeah, see, that's the beef.
Yeah.
They better not mess it up.
Right, don't mess it up.
Because if that guy has to change his number, then Brady should buy that school and close it.
Where you'll get your education.
No, if his number gets out, I'm going to, because he's got enough money, I'm going to buy the school and I'm going to close the school and you guys are going to have to repeat the grade.
Right.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, but the natural inclination it gets, the fact they made it even this far is they're fighting against the natural urge of the kid, which is to find the number and like crank call it or give it to somebody to crank call it.
Yeah, so now you know, just so you know, you'll be doing 5 years of high school if you give out my number. But that's a wonderful story.
Isn't that neat?
It's fantastic.
I thought that was really cool.
Because I would have just hit ignore and blocked all the numbers.
That reminds me of the lady that sent the text to the wrong person about Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
They've been doing
year.
It together for
and
years.
And the husband,
they
unfortunately, passed away from COVID, but they're still doing it.
Yeah, they got back to doing it this year. Yeah. That was neat. I thought that was really cool.
It is.
And since we're getting into the holiday season, you can now rent the house from Home Alone for one night only. You can go stay in
that mansion.
You can actually go stay in the real life house from Home Alone. Four guests will have the chance to relive this family favorite, you know, Christmas movie memories of the McAllisters. There's a weird caveat to it. I'll get to that in a minute. But the whole house is going to be decorated, you know, for Christmas. Booby traps are going to be there for you to set them up.
I got to set up the booby trap.
Yeah, but who are you getting? You're going to accidentally get somebody you're staying there with.
Well, we've all seen the movie. We know what the booby traps are.
Yeah,
be careful with the knobs. Be careful with the, you know, you can't kick the door open to blowtorch. I'm putting it all in there.
Oh,
the feathers.
If I get an iron to the face, I'm done. They're paying me back in that
everything.
Song.
I mean, they had pictures of it. They have the paint can hanging and everything. Yeah,
I'm throwing it down the steps. I'm doing everything.
There's lots of aftershave everywhere. Chicago pizza, microwavable Kraft macaroni and cheese will be on hand to enjoy. You, of course, can sit and watch the movie, Home Alone, and a big Lego display that looks just like the house inside the house, which is really cool. So the booking for one night stay, it's scheduled for December 12th, and it's $25. So I guess you just
start, a raffle.
Yeah, so you throw $25 into a lottery. They're going to pick one name, and then that's who gets to do it. And it's all through Airbnb. Airbnb is then going to make a big donation with all the money and to Chicago's Children's Hospital. So... I think pretty cool, though. You can run around just Kevin McAllister.
What day could I stay?
Says it is scheduled for December 12th. I guess the lottery opens up on December 7th. So you can start making that $25 donation December
12th. And you're going to announce it on the 12th.
Yep.
And then I'm trying to see if I have a day.
No, I think you actually stay on December 12th.
I can't do that.
You can't do that.
Why can't you pick
Chicago
the day?
On time.
Can't pick the day.
Well, I guess
that's
it's
tough.
Decorated.
And I have to get to Chicago.
Yeah, got to get to Chicago.
That's a short flight.
Yeah, but I'm busy.
You're busy.
All right.
Kind of neat, though. You could stay in that house. That'd be pretty cool.
That was a fantastic job.
You liked it?
Jen, even better under the circumstances. Yes.
Pressure.
Yes. What's Wrong with Jen is brought to you by Dunkin'. Hey, Eagles fans, it's always game on with Dunkin'. Reward members, pick your day to score a free medium hot coffee one time per week, valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.